This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As many as a million people filled the streets of Santiago, Chile, in the biggest demonstration since violence broke out there last week over inequality in the South American nation. Demonstrators waved national flags. They blew whistles, pounded on pots and pans, and waved signs urging political and social change. By mid-evening, most had made their way home ahead of an 11 o'clock local time curfew. Also Friday, protesters tried to force their way onto the grounds of Chile's Congress, provoking an evacuation of the building in one port city. Police fired tear gas to fend off hundreds of demonstrators, and some lawmakers and administrative staff hurried out of the legislative building. At least 19 people have been killed in the turmoil that swept the South American nation. The unrest began as a protest over a 4-cent increase in subway fares and soon morphed into a large movement over growing inequality in one of Latin America's wealthiest countries. At least 42 people were killed in Iraq Friday when security forces used tear gas and an Iranian-backed militia opened fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said at least 30 people were killed by gunshots or tear gas canisters in the capital and 4 southern provinces. 12 died in the one city. Several died while trying to storm the offices of another armed faction in 2 southern cities. Parliament is scheduled to meet today to discuss the protest even further. The bloodshed is the second major bout of violence this month. A series of clashes 2 weeks ago left 157 people dead, more than 6,000.